The beautiful state of Utah holds many secrets. Utah has hundreds of cold cases, including homicides, missing persons, and Jane and John Doe's. Their stories are more than just statistics. They're about lives interrupted and families left without closure. Join us on this journey as we tell the stories of these victims, highlighting their cases, and working towards the answers their families deserve. Stay tuned, stay vigilant, and remember, in the shadows of the Wasatch, mysteries await, and so do the answers. I'm Renee, and you're listening to Utah True Crime. Hi, everyone. I'm actually going to start reporting on active missing persons reports from the Facebook group, Utah Missing Persons. My friend actually told me that there's a lot of people that actually post missing persons information in this Facebook group, and I think it'd be a great way to get the word out and hopefully share these cases so that their families can hopefully find them safely. So I've been scrolling back in this group since I was just added, and there are so many people reported missing in this state. I had no idea. And that's the whole reason why I started this podcast, was to bring more attention to this information. So there was one reported today. A mother of a missing person actually posted in this Facebook group, and I have it right here. So I'm going to read what his mom posted. Jill states that her son Jordan Gonzalez has been missing since March 10th. People know him as Jago, and his family is very worried about him. No one in his family has physically seen him or heard from him since March 10th. Jill states that Jordan is blind in one eye and almost blind in the other. He has scars on his head from an accident from which he suffered a brain injury. He also has seizures and other health problems, and this is a big cause for concern for the family. She also states that it's not like him to not reach out to his mom or his girlfriend for so long, and that he usually wanders around downtown Salt Lake City. Jordan is 34 years old, and he might be wearing glasses or sunglasses or possibly no glasses at all. He was last seen wearing True Religion blue jeans, a red t-shirt, white K-Swiss sneakers, and a black snapback hat. He has a lot of tattoos on his head, neck, and arms. And the family is asking for information. If you've seen him, please call 801-433-6293. The family has filed a police report, but as you know, that when adults go missing, it's not a top priority for a lot of law enforcement agencies. So I'll just go over this flyer that I found. He's 34. He's male. His race is Hispanic. He's got brown eyes and brown hair. He's 5'5 to 5'7 and weighs about 140 pounds. Last seen in a red shirt, white sneakers, and blue jeans. Last seen March 10th. If you know about his whereabouts or have seen Jordan Gonzalez, please contact 801-433-6293. Thank you. If you are listening to this now, you know about our secret after show. This is a place where I can share my thoughts about a case, what I'm up to, and just any updates that I feel like are important. So the reason why I'm sharing Jordan's missing persons case right now is because I was introduced to the Facebook group Utah Missing Persons. It's got over 23,000 people in it, and there are posts daily about, have you seen my loved one, or my brother, or my son, or my sister, or my mom is missing. And I honestly won't ever be able to understand that pain and having to make a post like that. And so I feel like getting these current events on the podcast will help the reach and hopefully help bring their missing loved one home. So that's kind of why I started to do the missing persons. As you all know, this is not my 9-to-5 job, so there might be a lag in reporting, but I'm going to do the best that I can to get this information out about these people that are missing. So if you are listening and you know someone that has a missing person in the state of Utah, or if you have a missing persons in the state of Utah, please, please send me an email and I would be happy to record a short episode about their description, when they were last seen, and who to contact if they've seen them. Thank you so much and have a great week.